westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Mark Cuban says Ethereum has the most upside potential. According to Cuban, Ethereum is a great investment opportunity, while Bitcoin is better than gold. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Cuban, praised Ethereum and its native cryptocurrency as the investment option with the most upside potential. Speaking of Bitcoin, he once again said it is superior to gold. In a recent interview for CNBC, the American billionaire advised beginners in the cryptocurrency industry to select Ethereum as an investment choice. According to him, it has the biggest upside potential. Quote, as an investment, I think Ethereum has the most upside, despite arguing in the past that it is easier to trade bananas than Bitcoin. Cuban has an entirely different stance on the largest cryptocurrency now. Well, that's not exactly what he said. What he said was, I'd rather have bananas than Bitcoin. At least you can eat bananas. He often praises it as a better financial instrument than gold, and he did it once again in the most recent interview, saying Bitcoin is better than gold. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks also scratched the topic of Dogecoin. He said dealing with the meme coin could be a good way to learn how the cryptocurrency market functions, labeling it as a fun investment option. Really? Apparently, he's never been to Six Flags. Next up, should Bitcoin journalists hold Bitcoin? Is it corrupting for crypto journalists to trade crypto, or is it educational? Well, Ben Munster offers a very reasonable solution. Munster believes that just as a reader might appraise warily a report on Apple's glowing financials written by, say, Tim Cook, a reader of the venerable CoinQuiefer would be rightly skeptical when the daily exhortation to buy more pig is written by somebody using his daughter's college fund to buy more pig. It's not a good look. This much should seem obvious, but it's not obvious to cryptocurrency people. Well, I have a solution to that. Here's what you do. Just say, full disclosure, I'm buying pig with my daughter's college fund. And that should solve the problem. Some months ago, the investment strategist Lynn Alden argued in a widely shared series of tweets that holding cryptocurrencies is actually essential for covering the crypto markets. Of course, her argument was that holding Bitcoin is now so lucrative that not holding it is likely to produce its own sort of bias. So there you have it, Mr. Munster. Not holding cryptocurrencies is likely to produce its own sort of bias. But I really like that car that you and your family ride around in. And Fox Entertainment gives away 20,000 Masked Singer NFTs. In what could be the biggest reveal this season, Fox Entertainment just launched a line of NFTs based on The Masked Singer, the hit singing competition. And its first airdrop seems to have hit a high note, with Fox giving away 20,000 NFTs in less than 24 hours. Fox has invested $100 million in its new blockchain Creative Labs division, which handles NFTs. Yesterday, 10,000 free Miss Masky NFTs in the Maskverse collection were claimed by fans in 10 hours. Demand was so great that Fox gave away another 10,000 of them today. In exchange for the NFTs, users had to register their digital wallets on maskverse.com. Why didn't I know about this? And next time this happens, somebody send me an email. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
West Coast Cryptos.com.